Good morning, everyone. First, it's great to be here in Allegheny County. I'd like to welcome some of the elected officials who are here with us today. I know you're going to hear from a number of them, but I would like to recognize some partners that we have here at the state level. Senator Wayne Fontana is with us. Senator, thank you for being here. Representative Arion Abney is with us this morning. Thank you, Representative Abney, for being here. We have the office of Senator John Fetterman is with us. Somebody here is back from John's office. And we have Chief Jake Wheatley from the office of Mayor Ed Gainey. Jake, thanks for being with us today. Please give our regards to the mayor. You know, when the governor and I were running for office, we pledged that we would always fight for the communities that have felt forgotten and left behind. We promised that we'd always fight for working class people here in Pennsylvania. And today's announcement is delivering on those priorities and those promises. Back in February, I had the honor of joining several officials in the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority when they celebrated removing their 10,000th lead line. It was a big achievement. Many of the communities that have helped build this country, that forged the steel in our skyscrapers, that mined the coal that powered our homes, those communities have paid a heavy price for their industrial past and sometimes their present. The governor and I have not forgotten these communities. We're investing in these communities to build their infrastructure so we can deliver on the promise that is written into our Constitution that every Pennsylvanian has the right to clean air and pure water. And at the same time, we're helping to create good-paying, family-sustaining jobs. We're creating ladders of opportunity with jobs that often don't require a college degree and can't be shipped overseas. We're in a unique moment right now. We have a record low unemployment rate, and that's a good thing. But it also means we need more workers trained up to do those good-paying, family-sustaining jobs. Over the past few months, I've visited career and technical schools and apprenticeship programs, including an event here in Pittsburgh with the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Over and over, we've heard how much demand there is for these sorts of programs, not just from workers, but from employers. We have workforce shortages in many industries across the Commonwealth, and we're working to meet those demands. Today's announcement is designed to meet that demand. So without further ado, it's my pleasure to introduce my governing partner, my good friend, the governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Josh Shapiro.
Thank you. Thanks, LG. It's so good to be with you, and thank you for your great leadership, not just here in Pittsburgh, but all across our great Commonwealth. I'm proud to partner with Austin Davis every single day to help move Pennsylvania forward. And today is another example that we're glad to be here in Esplanade to make this important announcement. You know, from my very first day in office, our administration has worked aggressively to expand our workforce, grow our economy, and create real opportunity for the good people of Pennsylvania. And we are making meaningful progress in those areas. My first full day in office, I signed an executive order announcing that 92% of all state government jobs, about 66,000 jobs, were now open to Pennsylvanians without a college degree, making it clear that here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we value skills and experience. And we've gotten serious about our Commonwealth's commitment to expanding apprenticeships and VOTEC and bringing that back into our classrooms. Both the House and the Senate passed a budget that includes my proposal to significantly increase funding for VOTEC and apprenticeship programs. Now, I'm just waiting for the Senate to come back from their summer vacation to send that bill to my desk where I will sign it and we will put that money to good use, investing it in the workers of today and tomorrow. Look, if we want to grow our economy, if we want to build big things again in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, if we want to create real opportunity for our people, then we need to invest in our workers and expand our workforce. And right now, we have a moment that we must seize. We have a moment where we need to deliver for the good people of Pennsylvania. Because right now, thanks to President Biden's leadership and our federal representative support, like Congresswoman Summer Lee, who joins us here today, we have an historic opportunity to build our infrastructure that will connect communities, spur economic development, and create opportunities for generations to come. You look at every chapter in our American story, when you see progress being made, when you see the economy growing, it's because we've invested in infrastructure, because we've put people to work. And here in Pittsburgh, we have seen what infrastructure means for a community over many generations. Now it's time to write that next chapter in our American story. Under the new federal, under the new federal laws, Congressman, you got so many words for these laws, the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act and the Inflation Reduction Act, Pennsylvania is set to receive about $19 billion for us to invest in our infrastructure over the next few years. I want you to know we are going to make good use of that funding here in Pennsylvania to repair our roads and bridges, to connect people to high-speed, affordable internet, to build a clean energy infrastructure for the future, and to undertake projects like this one right behind me. It'll allow us to replace more lead pipes here in Pittsburgh and across Pennsylvania and give more families access to safe, clean drinking water. But to do all this work, we need to have a highly skilled, experienced, and robust workforce. Look, I know that AI and emerging technology gets a lot of attention, but hear me on this. We are a people-powered economy here in Pennsylvania. And now is the time to invest in our people to take advantage of this unique moment of opportunity. You know, we showed what our people are capable of just last month in the other corner of our Commonwealth in Northeast Philadelphia, when a critical stretch of I-95, which carried 175,000 cars and trucks a day, collapsed. Experts told us it would take months to reopen I-95. But we took advantage of the expertise of our engineers and the skills of our union tradespeople, and we designed a solution quickly. We worked around the clock, through the heat, through the rain, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and instead of months, we reopened I-95 in 12 days. We showed what's possible when our highly skilled workers get to work and when we have their backs. We also showed that we can do big things here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. We can do big things in this country, but we need the workforce to be able to do it. So one of the biggest hurdles we face is having enough workers trained and ready for these kinds of projects at a time when we now have more money than ever before for this type of investment. I've heard from companies and contractors and some union leaders who've all told me that they're struggling to find enough workers to do this, to meet this demand. Look, take this project behind me as an example. The bipartisan infrastructure bill provides $15 billion for lead pipe replacement all across the country over the next 5 years. We've already received $200 million here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's hard to imagine what that number means, but what we're seeing all across Pittsburgh is an example of what we're seeing across this Commonwealth. What we're seeing here on Stafford Street, where Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority is digging up old lead service lines and replacing them with cleaner pipes. That's cleaner drinking waters for moms and children, our families, our businesses. It's healthier living for our communities as a result of this investment. Look at what PWSA has been able to do. Over just the last several years, they've replaced more than 10,000 lead service lines, but there's still a lot more work to do to bring clean water to every household. With more workers, PWSA, alongside the great leaders and the operating engineers, Local 66, some of whom are behind me here today, and laborers, Local 1058, also with me, they could do more of this work and ensure more people here in Western Pennsylvania have cleaner, safer drinking water. It's very clear. More trained workers equals quicker progress, cleaner water, better infrastructure, more economic opportunity for Pennsylvanians. This challenge is not unique to us here in Pennsylvania. It's true all across this country. And we believe we need an innovative approach and a creative solution to addressing the workforce shortage. The only thing holding us back from meeting this moment is enough skilled laborers. So we've developed a plan to address this challenge. That is why today, here in Pittsburgh, I'm signing an executive order establishing the Commonwealth Workforce Transformation Program. This will allow us to invest up to $400 million in federal funding in on-the-job workforce training over the next 5 years. This is an unprecedented executive order. No other state is doing this yet. My administration has worked closely with our federal partners, with the president and others in the White House, to design this program. We've engaged unions, contractors, and the private sector to ensure that it will be effective in filling these shortages and training the next generation of workers. Let me explain how it works. Under the leadership of our Labor Secretary, Nancy Walker, who joins me here today, and at the incredible creative work of our Director of Critical Investments, Brian Regley, who joins us here today, we are able to move this process forward. We will work with companies, contractors, and unions who are working on projects funded by these federal laws to reimburse costs for on-the-job training for new workers. Now let me explain what that looks like in practice. When a contractor, a union, is working on a federally funded project, they will be encouraged to hire new workers and provide them with meaningful on-the-job training, whether through a pre-apprenticeship program or an apprenticeship program or through their local training center. If they commit to training them and keeping them on the job for at least 6 months, the Commonwealth will reimburse them for the cost of these workers and their training up to $40,000. And in order to recruit new workers, we will also reimburse for critical expenses that allow folks to participate in the training process. Expenses like childcare and uniforms, equipment, and certificate or licensing costs. This initiative will not only get projects built quicker, it's also going to open up the doors of opportunity for up to 10,000 Pennsylvanians all across this Commonwealth. Let me be clear, this initiative will fund 10,000 new training and job opportunities across the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. For that high school grad who wants a good paying job in the trades working on infrastructure projects, those who have been left behind or shut out of economic opportunity for too long, the returning citizen, the person who had a history battling addiction but has overcome it. We want to expand our workforce here in Pennsylvania by expanding opportunities to underserved communities who have been shut out but are now ready and willing to do this work. All they've needed was a shot, a program that can give them the skills they need to succeed. It's for those who want to start a new chapter in their lives. And let's be clear, we need their help right now in order to build out the infrastructure here in Pennsylvania. My vision for this Commonwealth, you've heard me say this many times, is where everyone has the freedom to chart their own course and the opportunity to succeed. And this is another example of that. If they want to go straight into the workforce from high school, we should make sure they have the skills and opportunities to be successful for them and their families. I want you to know that we are the first state in the nation to undergo this type of innovative approach to workforce development. This initiative is going to create opportunity for up to 10,000 people here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. It's going to fill critical infrastructure needs with more trained workers who will be prepared not only for that first project, but then for all the projects to come. It empowers the individuals and it helps our Commonwealth compete in this ever-changing economy. We're going to build the best, most highly skilled workforce in the country, and this initiative will hopefully be a model for other states to follow in the process. It's a creative, innovative solution that takes advantage of this historical funding that we have available to us and addresses a major challenge of workforce here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And it's going to help us continue to do big things here in Pennsylvania now and well into the future. I'm proud to be joined today by so many important individuals in this effort, local, state, and federal officials, people in our unions, people in the private sector, others, all willing to work together to get this done. Under the leadership of Secretary Nancy Walker and the Department of Labor and Industry in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, we're prepared to move forward. When I sign that executive order, it will put this program into effect immediately, and that's because of the incredible legwork that's been done by Madam Secretary and her team over many months to get us here. And so now it's my pleasure to introduce the Secretary of the Department of Labor and Industry, Secretary Nancy Walker.
Thank you, Governor, and good morning, everyone. On behalf of the Department of Labor and Industry, we are excited to take this vision and to put it into action for the good people of Pennsylvania. As Governor Shapiro has said many times, we need to build a well-trained workforce that is responsive to the needs of businesses today, as well as resilient and able to deal with the jobs of the future. Pennsylvania is facing many challenges. We're at a historically tight labor market. We have historically low unemployment, historically high job availability, and barriers such as reliable transportation, childcare, internet access serve as challenges to many Pennsylvanians. Likewise, we need to connect with underserved communities and provide them with good, well-paying jobs. To overcome those challenges, as the governor has said, we need to invest in people. Our workforce is key to Pennsylvania's economy, and we must find new and creative ways to reach Pennsylvanians who want to work. That is exactly what the Commonwealth Workforce Transformation Program will do. It will invest in workers and the businesses that employ them. This program, as the governor has said, can bring 10,000 new jobs to Pennsylvania's labor force and directly contribute to the completion of critical infrastructure projects across the Commonwealth. As you know, the governor is passionate about career education and creating job opportunities for all people, and this program is yet another expression of that vision. Under the leadership of Governor Shapiro, we will continue to build Pennsylvania through good jobs and economic opportunity. Labor and industry is ready and eager to implement this program and to work with companies across this great Commonwealth to train the next generation of skilled workers. I look forward to working with businesses across the Commonwealth. I invite folks to go to pa.gov/newjobs for more information on this program. And with that, I will turn the podium over to Congresswoman Summer Lee.
Take those off. Good morning, everybody. Thank you so much, Secretary Governor Shapiro, Lieutenant Governor Davis, and my colleagues who are here with me for participating in this crucial and historic executive order signing. You know, I just got back from for the weekend from DC, and it's wonderful to kick off our first event during our August recess by focusing on initiatives like Governor Shapiro's Commonwealth Workforce Transformation Program. This program showcases how the work we are doing on Capitol Hill to invest in our communities and put the people over the powerful was making its way back home. With this program, federal dollars from the Inflation Reduction Act and the Infrastructure Investment and Jobs Act that we all are stumbling through today will be used to empower people who need in need of job training both across the state and here in Pittsburgh as well. The possibility of up to $400 million over the next 5 years flowing across Pennsylvania to help grow our economy and create new opportunities for generations to come should be enough to put a smile on anybody's face here. When I heard that Governor Shapiro had chosen Pittsburgh for this important announcement, I wasn't surprised at all. When it comes to preparing the workforce of today for the jobs needed for tomorrow, the building and maintaining infrastructure developing and growing the innovation economy, Pittsburgh is where the action is. I was thrilled to hear from the White House recently that Pittsburgh was being designated as a workforce talent hub, one of only five cities across the country that received such a designation from President Biden. The president's talent hub will bring resources to catalyze public and private sector investments in workers looking to grow careers and roots in our communities. Partner for Work and the City of Pittsburgh just announced an important partnership to help lead the talent hub. They will no doubt be an essential partner with Governor Shapiro's Commonwealth Workforce Transformation Program as it looks to funnel federal dollars into the job training and workforce investments of the Talent Hub. And we have so many great local organizations here in Pennsylvania's 12th Congressional District that focus on workforce development, partners that are working tirelessly to help train folks and get them the jobs that they need to build middle-class lives. I think of the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh that offers participants in their job training programs valuable life coaching and social service supports in addition to teaching them job skills. They go the extra mile to make sure trainees can build a career and a life from the fruits of their own labor. And speaking of labor, Our union partners continue to offer and develop crucial apprenticeship and trade training programs here in Pittsburgh and Western PA, like the one our friends at the Carpenters just told me about a few weeks ago. In their KML Carpenters Training Program, participants can earn as they learn with on-the-job training, no tuition required, and the chance to earn an associate's degree at the Community College of Allegheny County while they are in the program. But these labor apprenticeship programs, as well as nonprofits like the Trade Institute of Pittsburgh, continue to need the support of federal and state dollars to make sure they are reaching those members of our community who need their services most. And that brings me to my final point, the necessity of centering equity in all of our workforce development programs. We must make sure that Black and Brown folks who too often have been left behind or who have purposely had their communities disinvested be given the same opportunities to grow into a career as often as others in our region. We need workforce programs that can turn generational disinvestment into generational wealth for our low income, our Black and our Brown community members. We need the kind of federal and state partnership that Governor Shapiro has championed today to start righting the wrongs of the past and building out the middle class from the ground up. Thank you, Governor Shapiro and Lieutenant Governor Davis, for prioritizing job creation and workforce training in our state and our region. I look forward to continuing to fight alongside you to build an economy that works for all and one that does not forget to empower those who need it most. And with that, I will turn over to our Allegheny County Executive, Rich Fitzgerald.
Thanks, Congresswoman. Thank you, Congresswoman. And I want to thank the Governor, Lieutenant Governor and Secretary Walker, I see Secretary Sigers here as well, for coming here to Pittsburgh and Allegheny County to kick off and sign this executive order. You know, when I took office 12 years ago, all I heard was we need jobs, we need jobs, we need jobs. I can tell you 12 years later what the word is, we need workers, we need workers, we need workers. And what Governor Shapiro is doing right now is going to help us fill that need. I looked at the Indeed workforce needs the other day online, 52,000 jobs are unfilled here in the Pittsburgh region. It's unbelievable. We've got to train young people. We've got to train people who have been left behind for these jobs. As you've heard early, we're at a historic low in unemployment. In Allegheny County, we're actually at a 47-year low in our unemployment rate and where we are. And it's across the board. It's in every industry that needs them. And certainly the folks standing behind me, our friends in labor, in the building trades, who have been working and continue to have training programs and outreach that's actually, quite frankly, right now getting national attention. We were delighted that we had the First Lady here a couple of weeks ago with Secretary Buttigieg and Secretary Sue, who came in to highlight the workforce training program that's going on with the Builders Guild and our building trades out at the Pittsburgh International Airport, a $1.4 billion investment, like the investment you see behind us in infrastructure, infrastructure, infrastructure. All the initiatives that have come out of Washington as we stumble over the words, the infrastructure, the science and chips, the IRA, all the things, the American Rescue Plan that have come out recently that's putting people to work, but not only putting people to work, but investing in improving the quality of life, improving our roads and bridges, improving our transportation systems, improving our water and sewer lines, and all the infrastructure that we need in broadband. Also delighted to be joined here today by Robert Cherry, our director of Partners for Work, who's also leading this initiative in the city of Pittsburgh and Allegheny County and moving forward on things like this. And if anybody doubts that this governor can get things done, all you had to see what he did a couple of weeks ago on I-95. Who would have ever believed that we could have got that thing built in a matter of days? But it just shows the roll up your sleeve action at the governor, pulling people together. And I know a lot of our building trades were a big part of that at the other end of the state in getting that built and making sure that we got people back to work and that they were cut off from their jobs and other things that were going on. So this is an exciting day. But what I say to the young people out there are jobs. We need your talent, we need your work, and we're going to get you involved in these training programs and this workforce development program and put you to work. Thank goodness we're on a good path. Let's keep moving forward. And with that, talk about a partner. We're going to talk about a partner who does lead the Allegheny County Labor Council and is just, again, pulling people together to bring business and labor all to the table to make sure that these jobs are available and that these jobs are available to people across the spectrum. That's my good friend, Darren Kelly. Darren?
Can you see the smile on my face? You know, Governor, welcome as always. A good friend. Austin, welcome home as always. It is an honor to say to you, welcome, Madam Secretary, our friend Nancy Walker, over all the years. It's great to see you. It's the first time we got a chance to say this in Pittsburgh. Congresswoman Lee, great to see you. And Rich, as always, being there with us at every step of the way. And to my brothers and sisters, the Allegheny County Labor Council family, the leaders that are here, thank you so much for joining us on this great historic day. My friends, I had all kinds of great things to talk about, but pretty much everything got covered. So let's put reality on this for a few seconds. You know, what you see behind us, small little construction project, right? Small little street. That right there is probably the most important project that we're investing in, because we're what? We're investing in our neighborhoods. That's what the city of Pittsburgh is most important. We don't forget about those. And mistakes that may have been made, we're here now investing in regions that will make this city stay on the same road that we've always been. You know, I know everyone's driving around right now and they're seeing construction everywhere. Do not lose sight of what that is. The reality is, yes, we're investing in our bridges, our dams, our telecommunications, everything around it. But the most important thing is the investment in its most important asset, and that's its people. Mm-hmm. Statistics will tell us 20 years down the line what that did. The present day is where we stand. We are committed to being your partner. Organized labor is always ready to take the forefront. You know, Pennsylvania is open for business. This proves it. We can't wait to get working. Thank you, my friend. This is an amazing day. Thank you very much. Absolutely. It's an honor to bring up the CEO of PWSA, Will Pickering. Will, amazing job as always, brother.
Well, good morning, everyone. I'm Will Pickering, the Chief Executive Officer of the Pittsburgh Water and Sewer Authority. And to say I'm honored to host this announcement today is really an understatement. To share the stage with our local and elected officials, as well as our labor leaders, is really, it's tough to describe. So this site in the Esplin neighborhood of the city of Pittsburgh is really just one of about a dozen neighborhoods that we have visited over the last few years to replace full lead service lines at no direct cost to our customers. We perform this work by focusing on the highest risk neighborhoods. We're focused on the prevalence of young children, which are of high risk, young families, as well as socioeconomic data that's going to drive where we make our investments first, focusing on those neighborhoods that unfortunately have been left behind. They also represent a partnership with our Allegheny County Health Department. We are focusing on areas where there is data of elevated blood lead levels because we want to replace any lead service lines in those areas to minimize any risk that lead and tap water may present. You know, one of the truly awesome and unique parts of an investment like the one behind us is that it is improving public health. It's enhancing water infrastructure reliability by replacing sometimes century-old pipe, and we're creating meaningful and family-sustaining jobs in the process. At this point, I'd like to think that PWSA's turnaround is relatively well-known, but a lesser-known story is that we are actually a job creator in regional economic development powerhouse. Last year, we invested $127 million in our water, sewer, and stormwater systems, and an analysis shows that that creates about 1,000 direct, indirect, and induced jobs. With continued support from our partners at PennVest, who provide low-interest loans and grants for us to do work, like lead service line replacement, we expect that level of investment to increase over the next 5 years to over $1 billion. But as everyone said much more eloquently than I ever could, it boils down to the people. We can't undertake this work without a skilled regional workforce to execute projects on time and at a reasonable cost to our customers. Our mission at PWSA is to support public health and the environment through the delivery of safe and reliable water services with a commitment to future generations. And I believe, as well as everyone at PWSA believes, that generational impact can be provided by generating important and valuable workforce opportunities to our residents here in the city of Pittsburgh. Governor Shapiro's creation of the Commonwealth Workforce Transformation Program will ensure that Pennsylvania takes full advantage of the once-in-a-generation opportunity provided by the IIJA to not only renew aging infrastructure, but lifting up those who seek meaningful and good-paying jobs. Thank you, Governor Shapiro, and everyone here today for taking advantage of that opportunity. Your vision on infrastructure investment and workforce development is truly inspiring, and I'm grateful for the opportunity to share PwC's story here today.
Thank you. Thank you. So I'm going to sign this executive order now so we can get the program rolling, and then Darren's agreed to take all of your questions after that, okay? So let's do that.
I need a hat on, though, first.
Yep.
All right. Anybody in here?
Shy guy. All right.
All right. There we go.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, appreciate it.
Everybody. We have a couple questions you want us to take?
Yeah, we have time for a couple questions.
Right.
Governor will come back to the podium.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Good seeing you. Be safe.
We got time for a couple questions. If there are any.
This is the 6th, 7th. I have some kind of line number. Orders that
executive
you
orders, yeah.
That's a bit higher than your predecessors, really down the line. Do you have any comment on I guess what that means?
We believe in action. We have a GSD attitude every time we come to work, every single morning, get stuff done. This executive order is going to put 10,000 people to work. We're focused on results. We're focused on getting stuff done every single day.
Governor, what's the latest
Right on time. We issued that executive order back in January. We gave every agency until May 1st to submit to us all of the different permits, license applications that are under their department's jurisdiction. We learned through that process that we have 2,400 permits, license applications that the Commonwealth issued. That was the first time we ever put all that together. Each of them, they had a proposed timeline for. Our office is now reviewing those timelines. We will this fall, right on schedule, publish all 2,400 with a time certain requirement for each and every permit license application, with importantly a money back guarantee. Meaning, if we promise you're going to get your license for XYZ within 14 days and we hit day 15, we're going to give your money back. We believe in moving quickly. We believe in making progress for the good people of Pennsylvania. And this permit reform is going to help do that. Now, I'm competitive as hell, so I don't want to return anybody's money, which means we're going to be focused on hitting this on schedule or quicker than schedule and getting people to work more quickly. That's been the focus of our work, and we're right on time to do that. All right. Thank you all very much. Appreciate you.